Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Monday, April 17, 2023. U.S. futures are indicating a slightly higher open. European equity markets have opened positive following a strong performance in Asia. U.S. dollar has now retreated from an earlier rally to be weaker against the Canadian dollar and Swiss franc, but stronger elsewhere. Treasury yields are flat at the long end and slightly higher at the short end. WTI crude oil is lower, precious metals have regained some of Friday's lost ground. Industrial metals are catching a bit, and cryptocurrencies are down slightly. In macro news, markets are seeing a cautious start to the week given the influential Chinese growth update and global PMI results. The Fed officials are pushing the higher-for-longer narrative still, but markets continue to harbor doubts, with futures pricing in a May rate hike and a dovish pivot later in 2023. Market focus in Europe remains on the European Central Bank, with markets pricing in a 46% chance of a 50 basis point hike on May 4th. This week's corporate earnings are expected to have more macro relevance than usual, given they will provide information on how resilient their corporate balance sheets are to potential future financial pressures. In other developments, the G7 foreign ministers meeting in Japan will conclude today with China high on the agenda. On the data front, China's new home prices have grown in March at the fastest pace since June 2021, continuing the country's property sector recovery. Singapore exports have registered a sixth consecutive monthly fall amid another contraction in electronics shipments. Key focus on the U.S. macro calendar today includes the April Empire Manufacturing and the April Housing Market Index, followed by the February TIC flows. Notable earnings reporters in the U.S. today are State Street, Charles Schwab, and M&T Bank. They're reporting before the open. J.B. Hunt Transport Services will post the results after the close. In corporate news, Merck has announced acquisition of Prometheus Biosciences for $200 per share in cash. Amazon is under pressure from regulators and DOJ about unsafe warehouse working conditions, according to CNBC. Google is racing to build an AI-powered new search engine, according to the New York Times. According to the report, Google learned last month that Samsung Electronics is considering replacing Google with Microsoft's Bing as the default search engine on its devices, which would put an estimated $3 billion annual revenue at stake for Google. In Asia, equities ended higher on Monday as the risk-on sentiment of recent weeks continued. Markets were led by Hong Kong, which rose to the highest since late February. The Shanghai Composite Index also closed at its highest since July 2022. Overall, Greater China markets were bolstered by PBOC's decision to net inject 20 billion China yuan and to keep the interest rate unchanged. A weaker yen helped Tokyo to lock its seventh consecutive day of gains. South Korea and Taiwan were also strong. Australia and Southeast Asia went up, while India was bucking the trend to fall sharply on the disappointing results from Infosys. Extending last week's strength, European equity markets have kicked off Monday trade higher. In the UK, the Bank of England is considering a major reform of the deposit guarantee scheme. And Prime Minister Sunak is considering cutting the unpopular inheritance tax ahead of the next general election. Thank you for joining us for the U.S. market preview for Monday, April 17, 2023. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.